I'm sitting in Radhisham's temple in front of the altar. To the right of me is an altar table just full of Srila Prabhupada's books, waiting to be presented to the guests in Hungarian and also in other languages as well. Before the altar, on the lotus, devotees who've been to New Brajadam will know what I'm speaking about, is a large picture of Lord Nityananda and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dancing in Panihati, surrounded by so many devotees, eating chipped rice soaked in yogurt and condensed milk. Of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu there is present in a form only visible to some of the Vaishnavas. And then besides that, we have a very large deity, about a half-meter tall deity of Lord Nityananda, who's all dressed in beautiful deep blue clothing and a cowherd boy turban. And he's very, very ecstatic in love for Krishna. And on the altar, Radhisham are very beautifully dressed today. They're dressed in a, I can call it a garden outfit. It's green, different colors of green, almost tie-dyed, with pink flowers on the borders, and butterflies, different colored butterflies flying everywhere, along with sequins in different, going in different directions. Srimati Radharani's choli is a turquoise blue, a little darker than turquoise blue, as is Krishna's vest type kurta. And Srimati Radharani's hair is done up on the top of her head in the bun. And she's decorated with many, many beautiful flowers from the garden. In fact, she's holding a rose garland and pink and yellow rose garland for Shyamasundara in her hands. And her forehead is painted and her cheeks are painted. And she has paintings on her arms of flowers. And Shyamasundara has a very beautiful ornate turban. And he's in ecstasy. He has a skirt, and underneath the skirt he has very tight pants. The tight pants are just floral design, and the skirt, as I mentioned before, sort of gardenish design. Srimati Radharani is wearing a choker. This was a necklace I purchased in a jewelry shop in Delhi, the cost of which I won't mention, but it was sponsored by Abhiram Prabhu. And this outfit is beautiful. It's made by Shyamasundari from England, who has fantastic sense of design and makes really, really beautiful outfits, wonderful outfits, stunning. And Gornatavaj is similarly dressed, except that his kurta is greenish, grass green, and Govardhan Lal is not on the altar. He's gone for a walk. He went over to Gurukula. I just came back from there. We've been there for the last 2 hours. We had the Gurukula closing day, end of year closing, and there was a wonderful presentation done by the nursery children, and that was very amusing. It had all the devotees in stitches, and then we had the exam results or report cards to the Gurukul children. They received them. And prior to that, we had an installation in their temple room of Radhisham's bas relief. So now Radhisham are residing there in the Gurukul as well, and they'll be worshipped by the children. And all in all, that was a really wonderful festival as well. We started by having Bhagavatam class about Gurukula, after speaking somewhat about Panihati festival, and took little Radhisham and Govardhan Lal down with Kirtan over to the school children were throwing flowers, and it was really a very wonderful occasion. I'm going to go and do my puja now, and then continue on with other services in the afternoon. This Panihati Chipped Rice Festival, we should all keep in mind as a reminder to everyone that if you want to approach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you have to go through Lord Nityananda. Raghunath Das Goswami had tried to get away from his parents, to leave his family, to join Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all to no avail. He just couldn't succeed in his attempt. And finally, he realized that this is not just material conditions that aren't making things conducive for his efforts, but that there was some spiritual defect, and therefore ultimately he went to Lord Nityananda, and he worshipped Lord Nityananda Prabhu and begged him for his favor. And Lord Nityananda asked him to prepare this festival, make all these wonderful preparations, and feed all of his associates, most of whom are cowherd boys in Krishna's Leela, and feed anyone else who also came. So this wonderful big festival took place on the bank of the Ganges. It was in Panihati. I've been there a few times. It's a wonderful place. Just right now it's a suburb of Calcutta, but at one time it was probably north of Calcutta, I think. And the banyan tree under which Lord Nityananda sat is there. And it is very close to the house of Raghava Pandit, whose sister Damayanti used to cook so many wonderful preparations, digestives, sweets for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, such as Ganges, filtered Ganges, mud mixed with sugar and other preparations. And she used to send these to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on an annual basis. There would be a convoy of devotees who would carry these bags of goodies to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And these same places are there. I can just imagine right now, usually Chaitanya Das is the one who organizes the festival over there. And they have, literally speaking, hundreds of thousands of people coming. And they bring truckloads of mangoes. You just imagine the whole truckload full of mangoes. We had a hard time getting one proper mango here in Budapest right now. There they have truckloads of mangoes. And of course it's summertime there, it's very warm. And Lord Nityananda asked for these preparations because he liked it, and also because they're cooling. But some of the devotees weren't cool enough, so they sat in the water. And if you see the picture in Chaitanya Charitamrita, you see that the devotees are also sitting in the water. Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami narrates it in that way. So we should also remember that Arikarinitai Chan Karuna Hoibe Samsara Bhasana. If you want Samsara Bhasana, if you want to break out of this Samsara, you need to get Lord Nityananda's mercy. Without Lord Nityananda's mercy, we can't get free of the modes of nature. Without Lord Nityananda's mercy, we cannot approach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And since Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha and Krishna, without Lord Nityananda's mercy, we cannot approach Radha and Krishna. So it's an opportunity for us once again to meditate, as every day is, to remember, to recall that our business is advancement in Krishna consciousness, which is systematic, scientific. And today the calendar calls upon us to remember Lord Nityananda. Remember that we need to serve the Vaishnavas, as Lord Nityananda asked Raghunath Das Goswami to serve the Vaishnavas. And as Raghunath Das Goswami ultimately achieved the goal of his desires, that is that he was able to embrace the service of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and in that way perfect his life by service to Vaishnavas, by service to Guru, who Lord Nityananda embodies. In that way, we can also become perfect and be recognized by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And although Raghunath Das Goswami, in his Krishna's Leela, he's Rati Manjari and a very close associate of Srimati Radharani, still, in order to assume that role in service, at least in this particular Leela, he had to approach through Lord Nityananda. So we should never try to jump over Vaishnavas, predecessor acharyas, panchatattva, but as Srila Prabhupada says, go through. And one goes through by service, by asking them, what can I do? And when they give us some service to do, then we should do that service. There are guests coming in the temple room. One of these people are so fortunate. They come here to see Krishna Valley. They've heard about it. They're curious. But their curiosity brings them to have direct darshan of Radhe Shyam. I try to explain to you how beautiful they are. I'm sorry, but my words don't really do justice to what I'm seeing. And if you want to see for yourself, then please come. You're always welcome. Hare Krishna.